Thank you, Mr. President. It's a pleasure to see you presiding over this session and leading our work into the coming months, and you can be assured of Fiji's support. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to present the report as chair of the 7th session of the Intergovernmental Group of Experts on E-commerce and the Digital Economy. This will, of course, be an abridged and a shortened version, but the fuller and comprehensive report is available as TDB document TD/B/EDE/7/4. Mr. President, from May 6th to 8th of this year, we convened right here in this building with 253 experts, including 162 government representatives from 77 member states, 19 international organizations, 3 non-governmental organizations, and representatives from the private sector and academia. Over the 3 days, we heard from 17 distinguished panelists. The theme, Building Digital Readiness from Assessments to Implementation, set the stage for insightful discussions. Young TED Secretary General Rebecca Greenspan emphasized the urgency of enhancing digital readiness, especially for developing countries. She highlighted that digital readiness extends beyond internet access to include comprehensive digital infrastructure, skills, and the empowerment of small and medium-sized enterprises. The Secretary General stressed the critical role of international cooperation in bridging digital divides and called for increased support to help developing countries leverage the digital economy's potential. She pointed to the upcoming Summit of the Future and the Global Digital Compact as crucial opportunities to align digital governance with the Sustainable Development Goals. Drawing from UNCTAD's e-trade readiness assessments, she shared lessons on the necessity of strong governance mechanisms, robust monitoring tools, and effective leadership to drive reforms. She reaffirmed UNCTAD's commitment to supporting countries in building a digital economy that promotes sustainable and inclusive growth. Under Agenda Item 3, the group of experts engaged in 5 interactive panel discussions. The first, on addressing digital readiness challenges in developing countries, focused on barriers like inadequate infrastructure, gaps in digital literacy, and the need for policy reforms. The second, on enhancing e-trade readiness of developing countries, explored how e-trade readiness assessments identify gaps and opportunities for better coordination and policy making. Thirdly, moving from assessments to formulation, that session emphasized translating assessments into concrete e-commerce strategies, focusing on governance frameworks, stakeholder engagement, and capacity building. Fourthly, making implementation work, the session highlighted the role of international partnerships and cooperation in accelerating digital reforms and building trust through regulatory frameworks. And fifthly, leveraging international cooperation and resource allocation underscored the role of international partnerships in aligning global resources with national priorities. Agenda item 4, Mr. President, was devoted to the Working Group on Measuring E-commerce and the Digital Economy. The Working Group Chair reported on progress in developing internationally comparable statistics, ongoing work on the second edition of the Handbook on Measuring Digital Trade, and the formation of a task group to develop UNCTAD guidelines on measuring the value of e-commerce. Challenges such as the scarcity of official data and the need for increased capacity building support were noted. The chair emphasized knowledge sharing and technical assistance, particularly for developing countries. Indeed, there were some actions taken by the IGE. On item 3, building digital readiness from assessments to implementation, at the closing plenary on May 8th, the group of experts adopted a set of agreed policy recommendations, and those are detailed in document TD/B/EDE/7/4. 2023/4 for the Trade and Development Board's consideration. On agenda item 4, Working Group on Measuring E-commerce and the Digital Economy, the group agreed on topics for the fifth meeting of the Working Group. And I'll itemize this. A, progress in measuring e-commerce and the digital economy, and that will be focused on work by relevant international organizations. B, measuring the value of e-commerce. C, non-survey-based measurement of e-commerce and the digital economy. And D, developing capacities in measuring e-commerce and the digital economy. On the provisional agenda for the 8th session of the Intergovernmental Group of Experts on E-commerce and the Digital Economy, the group of experts decided that the final topic would be submitted to the Trade and Development Board for approval, along with the provisional agenda of the 8th session. Regional coordinators and member states were encouraged to consult on proposals to reach an agreement on the topic and guiding questions. To wrap up, Mr. President, the 7th session provided a unique platform for sharing experiences and perspectives on making digital readiness a reality for all. The discussions and outcomes are expected to shape international policies and foster cooperation on digital transformation, ensuring that no one is left behind in the digital economy. I want to extend sincere gratitude to all member states and participants for their valuable contributions and insights. Their collaborative spirit helped secure an agreed outcome. I also want to thank my vice chair, cum rapporteur, Ambassador Devasuren Jerelma of Mongolia, for her support, and indeed to thank also the secretariat for their excellent work in organizing the meeting. With that, Mr. President, I submit to the Trade and Development Board the report of the 7th session of the IGE and its outcomes for necessary action. I thank you.